It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, July 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. A rash of break-ins in businesses in the North Fork area may all be connected to one person. Sunday afternoon, deputies with the Delta County Sheriff's Office arrested 37-year-old Curtis Gomez. This is Delta Sheriff Fred McKee.
Delta deputies, Hotchkiss Marshall, stopped a vehicle on H-50 Road and Highway 92. It was determined that the vehicle was stolen. Hotchkiss Marshall was interested in some possible stolen articles or property from a business there in Hotchkiss. Later, it turned out that the subject was involved in a burglary and theft at B&T Auto and Delta and a liquor store in Paonia.
McKee suspects that Gomez is also connected to another auto theft in Grand Junction and possibly even more break-ins throughout the area. The investigation is currently ongoing, but the next step will be handing the investigation and report over to the district attorney. This November, Colorado voters could decide to increase the tax on cigarettes. KBNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The ballot question would ask to more than double the tax on a pack of cigarettes from 64 cents to $1.75. The last time it went up was in 2004. Spearheading the initiative is the Campaign for a Healthy Colorado, a coalition of more than 50 groups. One of those groups is the Colorado Children's Campaign, a child advocacy organization. Erin Miller is the vice president of health initiatives for the nonprofit. She says they were prompted to action by news cigarette sales were up in the state, the first time in over a decade.
The current tax rate on cigarettes is behind the national average. So we thought it was a good time to re-examine that tax in an effort to really do two things. First, to decrease the use of cigarettes and tobacco products generally, especially among youth who are very sensitive to price increases, and also among pregnant women.
Miller says the tax hike could reduce smoking rates and raise millions for research and health services for Coloradans. The coalition has to collect almost 100,000 signatures to get the question on the ballot. The deadline is August 8th. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Researchers say climate change is already affecting Colorado farms and ranches, but not necessarily the way people might expect. Because the state is so dry, farmers here rely on irrigation to raise their crops. While they and climate researchers are concerned about there being enough water, a new major worry is the timing of that water. As Maeve Conran reports for our Connecting the Drops series, climate change means spring runoff is coming earlier, and that creates new challenges for farmers.
We just laid drip tape today that we're going to be planting out the some of our fall radishes and our fall carrots and fall beets, all the root crops.
Mark Guttridge grows vegetables, herbs, and flowers on Olin Farms in Longmont in East Boulder County. Right now, he's transitioning from spring crops to vegetables that will ripen in late summer and early fall. Having water available later in the summer is crucial for Guttridge, but he knows from experience that that's not guaranteed.
In 2012, we did kind of, we're in a drought year, and it got hot really early, just like it did this year in June. And by the end of August, probably by the very end of August, early September, it was really hard. There was hardly any water coming down there, so we did lose crops on that side that year. All our winter squash didn't have time to finish off, so we lost a lot of winter squash and pumpkins.
Guttridge uses a combination of ditch and municipal water on his 10 acres. He has a safety net being hooked up to the municipal source, being able to turn on the faucet to irrigate his crops. But the part of the farm that relies on water being available in the ditch, well, that's more vulnerable. He needs that water to be available at the right time for his crops. But climate researchers in the state say that timing is changing.
We have the most confidence that the annual cycle of snow mountain runoff will continue to shift earlier.
That's Jeff Lucas, research integration specialist for Colorado and Wyoming with the Western Water Assessment. He's been studying climate change and water, and he says there has been a trend toward earlier spring snowmelt and runoff over the past 30 years. That scenario means water may not be available for farmers like Guttridge.
What we foresee is an increasing mismatch between the water, the pulse of water coming downstream in the streams and rivers, and the water needs of the crop over a longer growing season.
Taryn Fennessy, the climate change risk management specialist with the Colorado Water Conservation Board, says the timing of water is crucial if you look at it through the prism of Colorado's prior appropriations water rights. Those give senior water right holders the ability to take water first, leaving junior water right holders more vulnerable.
By shifting the runoff anywhere from a couple of weeks to as much as a month earlier, they may be out of priority for their water rights and may not be able to utilize all or some of their water rights as a result.
But Finnessy says there may be some water users who will benefit from this shift.
In climate change, there are winners and losers, and there are folks who, by having an earlier runoff, might actually see an increase in the water that they're able to access because they will be more in priority, or they'll be able to pull more water from the river.
Those senior water rights holders are often cities and towns who have ample storage to capture that early runoff water. Kim Hutton, a water resources engineer with the City of Boulder, says when snowpack starts to melt, the city starts filling its reservoirs.
How that works for Boulder is it actually may work to our benefit in that the water supply is available. And based on our water rights, then we're able to fill our reservoirs earlier in the season than when we would be under today's conditions.
That ability to store water that is coming earlier in the season is crucial, says Dave Eckhart. He's the president of the Colorado Corn Growers Association. As a fourth generation corn grower in La Salle, Colorado, he has seen firsthand the changes in water resources in the state.
I think it only brings to light the need for the ability to store more, to retime the runoff, to keep water in the river. You know, keeping water in the river is about the only thing that's going to keep ag in the state.
But water storage itself is a complex issue. Some environmental groups have criticized plans for reservoir construction and expansion in the state, citing their impact on ecosystems and river health. Climate and water researchers like Jeff Lucas say reservoirs in and of themselves are not a solution to climate change's impact on water resources.
So if stream flows actually not only shift in timing, which we expect, but also decline, which is a very real possibility, then some of the contemplated reservoirs may not be filled reliably and serve their purpose.
In other words, a reservoir is only useful if there's water to fill it. Climate change models predict not just earlier runoff, but drier and hotter conditions, leaving all water users scrambling for diminishing resources. For Connecting the Drops, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support for this piece is provided by CoBank.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.